Welcome to College Football Truth Day. I'm Riley Ruby from Chicago Sports Network.
And I'm Lincoln Stevens from American Football Network.
We hope that you will be following us all throughout the season as we pick the winners of the major college football matchups. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels and follow us on our podcast to make sure that you never miss another episode of College Football Truth Day.
Make sure you're following along. We really appreciate all of you guys' support. We'll take a quick ad break and we'll be right back with all the action. Welcome back to College Football Truth Day, everybody. Hard to believe that we are already in week 12, but nonetheless, we are. So we're going to get started off right now. We're going to just kind of recap week 11, tell you how we did in our pick'em, and then also look over the new college football playoff rankings that were just released in the last hour or so. What are your thoughts so far from last week, and what do you think about this new playoff poll so far?
So basically, nothing has changed my mind. Like, I disagree with the committee with a lot of things. I think they do a lot of things stupid. But just like Notre Dame and their coaching staff, I get why they're doing it, and there's nothing I can do about it, so I'm just going to go along with the ride. So basically, I'm along for the ride. I'm enjoying it. Notre Dame is winning, and for these weeks, it looks like there's a possible, if not probable, chance to the playoff for Notre Dame. So we will be previewing that. Make sure that you continue to listen to us as Rivalry Week is next week. And then the week after, we will do a preview pod on all of the, not individually, but on all of the championship games. So make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out our YouTube channels. And I know I'm doing a little bit of a sponsorship thing here, but there is going to be a lot of content coming out from both of us. So make sure you do go check that out. Because we really appreciate it, especially as we get into draft season, where we will be doing a lot of draft podcasts as we get closer to that. But basically, the only intriguing things about last week was that a couple of my crazy picks did not pan out, which kind of annoyed me. And that's basically it, so.
Yeah, so we disagreed on, I'm counting right here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games. And, four. We disagreed on four. Six.
Oh,
that's
with
right,
this
that's
week?
Right. Seven last week. No, last week, seven. Yeah, I was counting this week, but So we disagree on seven. Last week, I ended up winning four of those. So I beat you 4-3 in that category, went up one more game on you. So I'm up by five now, 141. I'm 141-79. You're 136-84 on the season with our pick'em. And looking at it, last week, the Nevada-San Diego State game, that was a fun one last week. We were both watching that game intensely. It went down to the wire with San Diego State beat Nevada 23-20 on a field goal late at the game. So these college football playoff rankings, if you haven't seen them yet, number one, Georgia, number two, Alabama, number three, Oregon, number four, Ohio State, number five, Cincinnati, number six, Michigan, number seven, Michigan State, number eight, Notre Dame, number nine, Oklahoma State, number 10, Wake Forest, number 11, Baylor, number 12, Ole Miss, number 13, Oklahoma, number 14, BYU, 15, Wisconsin, 16, Texas A&M, 17, Iowa, 18, Pitt, 19, San Diego State, 20, NC State, 21, Arkansas, 22, UTSA, 23, Utah, 24, Houston, 25, Mississippi State. So pretty much the only big problems I have other than Cincinnati still not being in is – why is San Diego State three spots ahead of UTSA? That makes no sense. UTSA is a very good team. They're undefeated, and San Diego State has a loss to a Fresno State team that has really fallen off since the beginning of the season. So I'm a little confused on that one. But for the most part, the rankings are what I expected for the most. I wouldn't say I like them in particular, but they're what I expected.
Yeah, so the thing that I have to say with all of this is that I just think that as a Notre Dame fan, we have a path to the playoff, and there's not much more I can be complaining about when you have a path to the playoff. So I'm excited for what's upcoming and what is going to be with this season with how crazy it is. So I'm excited to see what happens. You have a lot of big matchups with this team. So I would like us to go over, what do you think happens to this college football playoff ranking when it comes to the final Saturday or the final Sunday of these rankings after the conference championship games? Who do you think is going to be the top four teams?
I think in the final rankings, I think it's going to be Georgia number one. I think it'll be Oregon number two. I think Ohio State number three. And I think Cincinnati at number four. I think they'll get in there at number four because I think Bama is going to lose to Auburn on rivalry weekend, which would eliminate they're going to drop so far. There's no way they're going to stay in the playoff. And I think even if Oregon – I mean, I think Oregon might get the two losses, which would kick them out. But, I'm going to pick against them in this Utah game. But if I had to bet right now, those are the four teams I would bet. I could see Baylor getting in there, but they have two losses. So, I believe they have two losses. They might just have the TCU loss, but I think they lost one other game.
Baylor has two losses.
Baylor, I can't remember the other team they lost to.
Baylor lost to Oklahoma State.
That's right. That's right. So they're going to play in the Big 12 championship, in my opinion. But yeah, so I think those would be the four right now that I would have to bet on.
So for me personally, I believe that it would be number one, Georgia. Completely agree with that one. Number two, Ohio State. And personally, I think Ohio State should be the favorite to win the national championship at this point because Ohio State has just played so well these past couple of weeks. With this, I also think that you have a lot of different determinations for what goes on after this, but most likely scenario, and this isn't me being biased, I believe, I think you have Cincinnati at three and Notre Dame at four, just because there is no way Oregon beats Utah twice, especially one of those matchups being at Utah. I just don't see it. I don't see them surviving three tough games, two against Utah, one against Oregon State. And the only reason why the Oregon State one's tough is because I just don't think that Oregon State is going to be an easy rollover in a rivalry matchup. And a rivalry matchup, anything can happen, in my opinion. So you just have a lot of different factors there. I think Notre Dame pretty easily makes it into the playoff as the four seed because they're going to win their last two games. And just as I predicted, even though everybody thought I was crazy, Notre Dame's going to go 11-1. So I'm just happy. Here's the thing. I'll say this. I never thought Notre Dame was a playoff caliber team. I still don't think they're a playoff caliber team, but Notre Dame will probably make the playoffs at this point as the four seed because no one else is there. So is there anything else you want to say during the segment, Lincoln?
No. I think that pretty much wraps us up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. If you're following along on Green Room Live, we'll be making another room in just a second. But we'll be right back after a quick ad break for you guys on the podcast. Welcome back to College Football Truth Day, everybody. We've already kind of recapped last week, given you our thoughts on the college football playoff. Now we're going to go ahead and preview our Big Three games for the week. So this week's Big Three games, we have Ohio State at Michigan State, Oregon at Utah, and Arkansas at Alabama. We'll get started off with Ohio State at Michigan State. So what are your thoughts on that game, and who are you taking to, or who are you picking to win the game?
So, like I said earlier in the podcast, just a couple of minutes ago, I think that Ohio State is the most complete team and the best team in college football at the moment. I just don't see anything different than that. They're so dominant. And I just don't have any other way to say this other than I think that they're the best team in college football at the moment, better than Georgia. And they're going to beat Michigan State. I think that Michigan State should be able to run the ball. I think it just comes down to can you slow down Ohio State? And I just don't think they can.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't trust Michigan State's defense, particularly the secondary, to be able to compete with these guys for Ohio State and Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. I think these guys are going to have monster games. I just don't see Michigan State being able to stop this great offense that Ohio State brings in. And I also don't see Michigan State being able to outscore Ohio State, because I know Michigan State their offense goes off the run, is very run based offense, and ever since in the second half of this season, Ohio State has done a great job of stopping teams from running the ball on them. They've done a lot much better job. Now, if this game was being played in week two, then yeah, I think Michigan State was as good as they are right now. Then I would say, yeah, that there's probably a good shot that that Michigan State has a chance to beat them. But this team has just looked so much better. Last week against Purdue, they stomped Purdue 59-31, and they only surrendered 91 rushing yards to a Purdue team that has a pretty solid rushing attack. I know Bell, their receiver, is their primary threat, but they still have a pretty solid rushing game. They only gave up 91 yards, and I'm sure a lot of those yards were in just kind of mop-up time where they had a bunch of backups in, because they got on Purdue very quickly in that game. So we both come to an agreement that Ohio State beats Michigan State on the road. That game, 12 o'clock on ABC. Next game, Oregon at Utah. What are your thoughts on this game, and who are you taking in this?
Quick thing. I think the Ohio State Michigan State one, isn't it on Fox?
No, I saw earlier today an ad for it being on ABC at noon.
I'll look that up because that would seem very odd. Let's see here. It says that it's supposed to play on Fox.
ESPN had an ad running today that it was going to be on ABC at noon.
That seems very odd because this is definitely the prime time matchup for Fox. Like, it says Fox. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Either way, Michigan State is, they're both decent teams, but heading on to the next matchup, like we were talking about earlier, Oregon at Utah. I just don't like with this team. Oregon has played, they played really well against Ohio State. They struggled a little bit against Fresno State in the week one. And then they kind of struggled after that. They've had a really weird season where I just don't know if this Oregon team is as good as some people think they are. I think that there's a lot of different aspects to this game. For starters, Utah is a very complete team from defense to offense and has continued to get better all throughout the season. And I think that this is going to be a matchup in which Utah really shows their power as a mighty defensive team and offensive team. So I think that this is a Utah team that is able to score the ball and able to be able to pass and to run. The only issue that I have is they did play a little bit tough. They were played a little bit tough against Arizona, which scares me a little bit, but Utah generally is a pretty good team with only losses to BYU. They beat and San Diego State and Oregon State. So all three of those are credible losses. None of them are really, really bad. So I expect Utah to pull out the upset here against Oregon, but it should be a great overall matchup, with Oregon coming in here as a number three seed and a playoff hope on the line and a probable rematch in the Pac-12 championship.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game. And one thing about Oregon, I still think Oregon is a pretty good team. They're not blowing people out, but their style of play isn't meant to blow people out. They're not slinging the ball all over the field. They're more of like they're a run-based offense. So, of course, run-based offenses probably aren't going to be blowing people out. Washington State, a decent win for Oregon. They already beat UCLA at UCLA. That's a good win. They went on the road and beat Ohio State. That's a good win. So I think Oregon looks better so far through the season. I know this game is at Utah, but I think Oregon's gonna survive another week, like they've been doing. They've just been surviving, and I think they're gonna keep on. I think they're gonna beat Utah here, but I do think they will play them again in the Pac-12 championship, for Utah to get a possible second crack at them. But our last Big Three game, Arkansas at Alabama. What are your thoughts on this game and who are you picking?
With this game in particular, I think that this is probably the most interesting matchup of the weekend because you have an Alabama team that, in my opinion, has struggled a lot this season. So I think that this Arkansas team isn't completely out of reach. This is an Alabama team that struggled against LSU at home. And this Arkansas team just beat LSU. I don't think that means anything. I think Arkansas or Alabama will become ready to play. But this Alabama team is nowhere near the level of last year's team. I think that they are a very good team, but I think that this is a vulnerable Alabama team. We'll see if Arkansas is able to run the ball. I don't think they will be able to. But it is definitely a possibility that this is going to be a very competitive game, which is something I just don't that most people see on in this game upcoming. So I think that this should be a fun matchup and a one that may be a little bit more interesting than most people think. So what do you think about this game? I know we have a couple of people coming into the podcast on Green Room. Like Lincoln said, make sure you go subscribe to us. We both have YouTube channels at Chicago Sports Network and American Football Network, both on YouTube. They're easy to look up, and we do a bunch of different content. It looks like we have a Clemson fan on here. I'm a Notre Dame fan. He's a Clemson fan, so we don't want to interrupt the podcast too much. But if you definitely want the full podcast, make sure you go check it out on Spotify. Under Chicago Sports Network and College Football Truth Day. So, what are your thoughts heading into this Alabama game?
Yeah, I think Alabama is just gonna absolutely beat the brakes off Arkansas. Sorry about that, Aaron, if you're listening. But yeah, I just don't see Arkansas being able to compete with Alabama. I don't think their defense is gonna play well enough to stop Alabama. And like you said, I don't think Arkansas is gonna be able to get a run game going against this Alabama defense. So I expect Alabama to win pretty big here and pretty convincingly get a pretty convincing win that's going to help them a lot to stay at number two, especially if Oregon goes on the road and beats Utah. So that pretty much wraps it up for this segment. For those of you following along live on Green Room, we'll be right back up in the college sports section right back in a second after a quick break. Welcome back in to College Football Truth Day. We've already gone through our big three games, but right now we are back with you to preview the rest of our 17 pick'em games. So starting off, Memphis at Houston, what are your thoughts and who are you taking for this matchup?
Memphis and Houston is a very, very intriguing AAC matchup. As I'm really getting intrigued about this, Houston looks priming up to play Cincinnati in that championship game for the American Athletic Conference. So I expect this to be a fun and entertaining matchup, as Houston and Memphis are both pretty competitive football teams, but I expect Houston to be able to get this done. Is it Dana Holgorsen as the head coach, or am I mispronouncing that?
I believe that's how you say his name.
Yeah, so I think that Dana Holgorsen's done a great job and has really started to bring Houston back after the departure of the previous head coach that I'm blanking on his name. What's his name? Oh, man. Where did he go?
Are you talking about?
I'm talking about Tom Herman. I completely forgot him because now he's on the Bears coaching staff. So with this, I think that there is a lot of different aspects in this game, but I just like Houston. I like the Cougars here in this one.
Yeah, I've also taken Houston. They play outstanding defense. They have a pretty good quarterback. Their offense is a high scoring offense. So I'm taking Houston to beat Memphis at home and probably secure a spot in the AAC championship game. The matchup against Cincinnati. And speaking of which, our next game is SMU at Cincinnati. What are your thoughts on this matchup?
This is going to be a very entertaining matchup. Again, another great matchup. I really enjoy watching the AAC. But I think that this matchup has really declined in popularity with the fall of the AAC in the past couple of weeks not the AAC as a whole, but SMU has really fallen off a little bit. They beat UCF down pretty well, but they took a loss to Memphis and they took a loss to Houston. So I expect this game to be a pretty easy matchup for the Bearcats, but with how they're playing, I expect this to be a pretty close game generally down to the wire.
Yeah, I expect this to be a closer game for Cincinnati, but I still fully expect them to beat SMU. They're clearly a better team. So I think it might get a little close down to the end, but I still think they will be I think they'll come out on top when it's all said and done. Next game, Iowa State at Oklahoma. Who you got in this one?
Again, this one, I have to pick Matt Campbell because Matt Campbell just doesn't lose these games when he's not ranked and they're ranked. It's at Oklahoma. I have a feeling about this game. That's all I can say. I don't think that Iowa State's better. I just know that Matt Campbell's going to win this game. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Oklahoma losing that game to Baylor just absolutely kills their confidence. And I think Iowa State's coming. Another thing, too, Iowa State has absolutely nothing to lose. Oklahoma doesn't have as much to lose, but Oklahoma is still very much in the front running for the Big 12 championship. If they finish out the season clean, if they beat Iowa State and Oklahoma State, they're in the Big 12 championship because they only have one loss and Baylor has two, and that would give Oklahoma State two. So they would be matching up against Oklahoma State again because Okie State has the tiebreaker against Baylor. So Oklahoma still has stuff to play for, and I think Iowa State is going to come out on top in this game. They're going to get the upset here. I just feel it. Like you said, you got to give it to Matt Campbell. So I think Iowa State gets the win. But our next game up, Oklahoma State at Texas Tech. Who are you taking in that one?
With this one, I think that this Oklahoma State team is really starting to prime up at a great time and starting to really look really good. So I'm going to pick Oklahoma State. They had a great game against TCU. I think the score was 63-17, which is just an absolute blowout, something that Oklahoma State hasn't done all year after close games to Tulsa, Boise State. I expect this to be a good matchup for Oklahoma State, but I expect there to be quite a few points on the board, just like the Texas Tech game.
Yeah, I agree. I'm I fully expect Oklahoma State to beat Texas Tech. I'm not sure if Texas Tech is going to score as many as they did on Texas because Oklahoma State has a little bit of a better defense, but I fully expect Oklahoma State to score at least 50, probably looking more at the 60 to 70 range on the Texas Tech. I think Oklahoma State right now is probably the best team in the Big 12. Because they've beaten Baylor, and they're probably gonna beat Oklahoma in the last game of the season. They're ranked number 9 right now in the most recent poll in the most recent poll. I believe they're undefeated as well. I'm scrolling through looking now. No,
Who are you looking
they
for?
lost to Iowa State. They lost to Iowa State 24-21. So other than that one slip up from Oklahoma State, they're undefeated. Other than that one slip up to Iowa State, but yeah, I think Oklahoma State gets the win here. So next game up, Virginia at Pitt. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think that Virginia, Brennan Armstrong is probably still going to be nursing that injury. So even if he does play, I expect this to be a win by Pitt. Pitt as a complete team, defense, offense, all together. I'm picking the Pitt Panthers to win this game.
I agree for the exact same reason you said Pitt is a complete team. And even if Armstrong plays, he's just beat up and banged up. I don't expect him to be fully healthy. I mean, there's literally no way he could be fully healthy. So I think Pitt wins. Next game, Virginia Tech at Miami. Who you got for this one?
This game is actually kind of an interesting one because both teams suck. Both teams don't want to win football games, and one of the teams has fired their coach, and the other one may fire their coach. So I don't know what you think about that, but I think Miami just has more talent. So yeah, I have no, but I like both these teams want to lose this game, so I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm taking Miami for two reasons. Van Dyke at quarterback. This dude has just been going off. He's trying his best to save Manny Diaz's job. And the other reason is Tech just fired Justin Fuente. So there's a lot of stuff going around in that program that even though
Well,
Miami's
I feel like
struggling.
that's a reason to win this game because he was such a bad coach. But, like, I don't know. What do you think?
With them firing him on a Tuesday, on Tuesday. And with this game being played Saturday, I just don't know if they're going to have enough time to really regroup from it because I don't know. And it's a home game for Miami. Like you said, I really have no clue who to pick in this game, but I'm going with Miami. And that takes us into our next game in the Big Ten, Minnesota at Indiana. Who are you?
I got Minnesota. Indiana sucks. How about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. Indiana has just been awful this year. I believe they're 2-8 coming into the matchup. Minnesota hasn't been great, but they've definitely been much better than Indiana. So I'm going with Minnesota. Next game up, Cal at Stanford. Who you got for that one?
So for this game, I think that Stanford is a little bit better. Like I both of these teams are just so bad, and they find ways to lose games they shouldn't. Cal lost to Arizona. Stanford just is like both of these teams are just dreadfully awful. I don't know what to say other than both of these teams are dreadfully awful. So, I have Stanford winning this game, but to be honest, I could see either team winning this game.
I agree. This game is a lot like Virginia Tech, Miami. Don't really know who to pick, but it's a home game for Stanford. They seem to have played a little bit better. They beat Oregon. So I'll give Stanford the edge here and pick the trees to win against the Golden Bears. So our
Oh.
next game, staying in the Pac-12, we have UCLA at USC. What are your thoughts on this one?
I got the UCLA Bruins win in this one. USC has been in such a downfall since
the firing of their head coach, and I just don't see it getting any better at all. I think Clay Helton was a bad coach, but we have a joke around here at Notre Dame that we had no idea who the coach was for USC, so we just said Coach Nobody, and that just kind of stuck on. So I think Coach Nobody's going to lead them to a loss here against their rival.
Yeah, I think DTR and UCLA are gonna have a good game, and I just cannot pick USC. They've looked awful, and they're pretty much their only receiver target is out for the rest of the season and has been, and Drake London. So there's just no way they win this game. A guy had like 85 receptions through like six games, which is just unreal. But moving on to our next game, Wake Forest at Clemson. What are your thoughts on this one, and who are you picking?
Well, I just think that you have an offense that is just so dynamic in Wake Forest that I just think Clemson isn't going to be able to keep up. And Clemson just hasn't shown any signs of progress, really, to me. I think that they have gotten like just this team has been decimated by injuries. This team has been, it hasn't really adjusted much throughout the season. This team is very injured with the loss of Justin Ross for this game. He'll be officially out for this game and probably out for the rest of the season. So I just expect another loss here for Clemson.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Clemson to win. I think with it being a home game, they're 5-0 at home. Dabo Swinney has never lost to Wake. He's 12-0 against them. But I it's gonna be hard with for Clemson because they're missing Justin Ross and Joseph Ngata. But they still have receipt. And I personally this season I would take EJ Williams over Justin Ross because Ross has really looked like he's just playing, trying to not get injured, rather than playing like he has been in the past. So I don't think Ross is as big of a loss as Ngata is. I think Ngata is a pretty big loss. But Bo Collins has started to emerge the last 2 weeks, and we'll have Shipley and Pace for this game. I just think the main storyline for this game is going to be Clemson's defense. I think they're going to be able to slow Wake Forest offense down. And another thing too is Wake Forest just has an awful defense. So it's strength on strength, weakness on weakness, and Clemson's offense versus Wake's defense. Both teams have struggled with those sides of the ball. And then you have Clemson's defense versus Wake's offense, which is the strong point of both of these teams. So, and if you're really interested in this game, you can go check out on my YouTube channel coming out on Wednesday. I'm doing a Wake Forest versus Clemson preview and full breakdown for each full breakdown of each position, who has the advantage, who doesn't. So make sure you check that out if you're interested. But moving on to the next game, Texas at West Virginia, a rivalry game and a pretty big game in the Big 12 for these two respective schools.
So I think that West Virginia is going to win this one. I just think that the Texas program is just in free fall after the Kansas debacle. I can't pick Texas to win this game. They're so bad.
Yeah, Texas, not even since the Kansas loss, really since the Oklahoma loss when they blew the huge lead, Texas has really just gone downhill. And I think with this game being at West Virginia, I think West Virginia gets the win here. But I really don't trust either of these teams to get a win. But since we have to pick, I feel more confident that West Virginia will win, but I'm not completely sure. But our next game, USF at Tulane, who do you got in this one?
This is just a battle of two bad schools. So I got Tulane in this one. USF has really just been dreadful since the program was taken over by what's his name? Jeff something. Football. What's his name? Jeff Scott, the former Clemson offensive coordinator. I just think that this team is just not very good. So Tulane's a little bit better, but not that much better. It's just a battle of two bad teams. Who do you got in this matchup?
Yeah, I'm going to take South Florida. They've played a little bit better than Tulane. They're 2-8 overall, 1-5 in the conference, whereas Tulane is 0-6 in the conference, 1-9 overall. I think South Florida gets it done, but I mean I'm not really trusting it either way for the most part. But moving on to the next game, we have Nebraska at Wisconsin. Big matchup in the Big Ten. Wisconsin looking to keep the hot streak rolling. Who you got in this one?
With this one, I think that there are a couple of different factors going into this game. You have a team that plays everyone close in Nebraska, and then you have just a dominant run attack in Wisconsin. I expect this to be a close game, but I expect it to also be a Wisconsin win.
I did too. If I had to pick a score for this one, I would say Wisconsin probably wins 24-17. They play outstanding defense and they have an amazing running attack, rushing attack. But like you said, Nebraska's going to play them close. It's just a given at this point that Nebraska's going to play teams close regardless of how good they are, but always come up short. So I think Wisconsin gets the win. Moving on to the next game, we have UAB at UTSA. What's your pick for this?
So for this game, I think the UTSA will be able to get the win here, but by no means is this going to be an easy matchup after UTSA struggled against the 1-9 Southern Miss Eagles. I think that this is just – it's going to be a UTSA win, but by the skin of their teeth is my prediction.
Yeah, I agree. I'm taking UTSA to win this game. This is a huge game in Conference USA West, as the winner of this game probably represents will probably represent Conference USA West. I know UTSA is 10-0 and UAB is 7-3, but in the conference, UTSA 6-0, UAB 5-1. So, big game for both of these teams. UTSA is just the better team. They're extremely talented on the offensive side of the ball. They lack defense. They lack a little bit of defense, but UAB is a good defensive team, but they're not great offensively. So I think UTSA is going to get the job done, and it's a home game. I know for these smaller schools, home games don't really mean that much, but they're still not having to travel all the way from Alabama to the other side of Texas. They just get, you know, normal routine for them rather than going on the road. But our next game, Louisiana at Liberty, who you got for this game?
I think that this is going to be an interesting game, but I think that Malik Willis will be able to help pull this game out for Liberty. I think that that is the big difference in this game is Malik Willis. But I think that this is a game that Louisiana definitely could win, and being one of the better Group of Five matchups. I know that Liberty isn't a Group of Five team, but I kind of consider them basically that. So,
yeah, for sure. Liberty, of course, very talented offensively. They have a very good running back in Joshua Mack. They have Malik Willis. Malik Caper at running back is also a very talented guy at running back. I don't think he has any carries on the year, but he's a very talented guy if Mack were to go down to fill in. So I think Liberty is a very, very talented team. Everybody's kind of slept on Louisiana ever since their loss to Texas. But, I mean, Louisiana's still a good team. I just don't think they have enough. They've played everybody close. I think Liberty pulls it out. Next game, and we disagree on this one, Baylor at Kansas State. Who you got in this?
I think that I've been going back and forth and back and forth about this game. I think that with this game being a home game for Kansas State and Kansas State always being on upset alert, I'm going to pick the Wildcats to win this game. I know that this may be a bad pick coming from me, but I think that Kansas State's going to be able to pull off an upset here, and I picked the Wildcats to win this one and to head to 8-3.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with the Baylor Bear. Shout out to Scotty B, the Baylor King. Make sure you go subscribe to him on YouTube if you haven't already. Great guy, big Baylor fan, Baylor alumni. I'm taking Baylor in this game. They're just the better team. Now, I could see the upset with Kansas State. They are always the team that upsets people, but they've just been bad this year for the most part. I think Baylor is just too good of a team to lose to Kansas State. I am a little concerned with it being a home game, but not much. So moving on to our final game, Arizona State at Oregon State. Who you got in this?
Well, I got Oregon State winning this one. I think that they're just the better team overall in this matchup. And I think Arizona State has really struggled throughout the year. I think Herb Edwards is not as good of a coach as people once thought.
So I'm going to take Arizona State. They have been very inconsistent. It's like they score 60 points 1 week and play good defense, and then the next week they give up 60 points and score 20. But I still think Arizona State is better than Oregon State. I'm just not a big fan in Oregon State. I think Arizona State gets the win here. So now just to kind of recap our big three games, if you missed that, Ohio State at Michigan State, we both took Ohio State. Arkansas at Alabama, we both took Alabama. Oregon at Utah, I took Oregon. CSN, of course, took Utah. So that kind of wraps it up for us this week. Hopefully you've been tuning along all season. If you haven't, go back and listen to those. And make sure you follow along from here to the end of the season. We appreciate all of you guys' support, and we will see you guys next week.